Well, you may be seated. I'm going to try to do this knowing that many of you can't hear me. I couldn't hear a word back there. So you can't hear right here either. Yeah. I'll be quick. But friends, we know that it takes a village to raise a child. This is true in so many aspects that it takes many different people to educate, to teach, to nurture, to discipline, to help our children grow up to be the responsible adults that we all desire for them to be. The same thing can be said and is said about the church. It takes all of us. It takes all of us. That's better? All right. Okay. It takes all of us to come together, to worship God, to go out where He calls, when He calls, knowing that sometimes He calls, and it looks like this. Sometimes He calls, and it looks like this. Well, I'll tell you, I have a whole sermon prepared for you on Psalm 67. And we were going to go through line by line. I don't believe we're going to do that now. It's a good one, too.
Next week.
But I want to bring out, I just want to make one point about Psalm 67. This is the point of our time today. That we see in it a grand trajectory. A trajectory that is liturgical. A trajectory that points us always to God. And that is that it begins with God's blessings. And it begins with our confession and repentance. It celebrates multiple times our praises of God. And then it says, in verse 2 of the Psalm, Psalm 67, it says, "Your way be known upon earth." The psalmist is praying to God that God's way be known upon earth. We know God's way, brothers and sisters, don't we? God's way is Jesus. The psalmist, hundreds of years before Jesus, was proclaiming His goodness and glory, saying that the saving grace of Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That saving help is to be known among all nations. And well, that's our responsibility then, to take that word out into the world, to bring it back, and to offer our praise and worship to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.